In Russia, prison populations are rising, so are charges of abuse in those prisons. It's so bad that human rights groups and former prisoners compare the treatment of some inmates to the bad old days of the Soviet gulags. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer has the story.
The Vladimir Central Prison stands in the medieval city of Vladimir, east of Moscow. It's one of Russia's seven main prisons, a collection of stolid brick structures built more than 200 years ago. Inside its thick walls, a guard unlocks a heavy metal cell door. Not much has changed here in the past two centuries. Inside the cramped wood-floored cell, four prisoners with shaved heads say they have no complaints about their treatment. But they speak under the guard's watchful eye, and there are indications that prison authorities are hiding the real conditions here. Former prisoners speak of overcrowding and raging disease. But they say there's something far more disturbing going on in Russia's penal system. Vladimir Gladkov spent 15 years behind bars. Some of that time was in Vladimir Central, and some of it in a place that's far worse, one of Russia's so-called torture prisons. He says in the Kapesk prison in the Urals Mountains, guards systematically abuse prisoners.
They would force us from our cells, order us to spread our legs and put our hands against the wall, and then beat us with batons until we had to help drag each other back to our cells.
Another former inmate, Yuri Skogarev, was also jailed in the Kapesk prison. He says those who tried to complain to the authorities were singled out for worse punishment.
Guards would take me out, handcuff me to a shower, then beat and kick me until I lost consciousness. Later I'd wake up back in my cell.
Skogarev says much of the abuse was committed by other prisoners forced to beat their fellow inmates. After four prisoners were killed at the Kapesk prison in May, the authorities accused them of having attacked prison guards. But human rights groups say their battered corpses indicated they were probably beaten to death for having protested their treatment. Rights groups say they have video of prison torture. In one video, what appear to be guards wearing face masks force cowering inmates to strip outside, then beat them with rubber truncheons. Inmates often mutilate themselves to escape such beatings, sometimes by swallowing pieces of sharp wire. Human rights activist Lev Ponomarev says there are dozens of torture prisons across Russia, where over the past 8 years, conditions have become so depraved, some prisoners are driven to suicide.
They're told they're not human. They're punished for trying to defend their dignity. The old Soviet term for that was turning people into gulag camp dust.
Ponomarev shows a page-long letter that's carefully handwritten in what looks like brown ink. It's the blood of an inmate who had no pen. The writer pleads for help, saying he fears for his life. The authorities deny the existence of torture prisons, saying all penal institutions are regularly inspected by government officials and all complaints investigated. But Ponomarev says torture prisons exist to spread fear and compliance among the general prison population. He says that style of enforcement is the product of Russia's new authoritarianism.
Torture prisons are places where totalitarianism rules. That's why it's so important to stop it, because if it takes root, that kind of system will spread to other parts of society.
Russia's prison population is soaring, second only to that of the United States. God help you, one former inmate says, if you end up in a Russian jail. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.